We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Harmonious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douala, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeia, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Puntarenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Portsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampar Company. And in Sanshan City, in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Azerbaijani university students can affordably purchase 1,000 books on one CD. In environmental news, approximately 400 residents participate in cleaning up a lake area in Ao Lạc of Vietnam. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 26th, is the Independence Day of Georgia, observing sovereignty gained in 1918. Located between Turkey and Russia, adjacent to the Black Sea, the nation has one of the largest parks in Europe, the Bajorme Karagali National Park. It contains more than 85,000 hectares of meadows and native forests with rare species of plants and animals. With a literary tradition dating to the 5th century, Georgia was home to the first medieval higher education centers with academics in Akalto and Gelati. Also, the country has outstanding examples of Middle Ages ecclesiastical architecture in its historic churches of Mixtecta. They make up the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. We wish the warm Georgian people a happy Independence Day.
Flying news, more deadly tornadoes batter the U.S. Midwest. 2 days after the nation was hit by the deadliest tornado on record in Missouri, killing some 122 people and destroying 8,000 homes, a series of storms and further wind funnels caused at least 13 more deaths in the states of Arkansas, Kansas, and Oklahoma. In the Oklahoma community of Piedmont, emergency services personnel reported that the entire town was leveled as tornadoes demolished houses, splintered trees, and threw cars off highways. Meanwhile, two people traveling in Kansas reportedly died when the roaring winds hurled a tree into their van.
Upon receiving an update of the devastation, Supreme Master Qinghai again conveyed her deep condolences and prayers as she asked that our nearby association members check with officials in the newly stricken areas and to go, if possible, to comfort those most in need. She added that emergency funds of $20,000 are available for urgent items to ease the victim's discomfort with all her love and sorrow.
We are thankful for the rescue teams and other personnel working to save lives and ease conditions for the storm afflicted, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's detailed support.
Our prayers that all in the widely affected region are protected and such catastrophes are alleviated through our more considerate stewardship of the earth.
Flights affected by Iceland volcano. As ash from the erupting Gunnsoten volcano prompted the cancellation of hundreds of flights on Tuesday, May 24th, airports in the United Kingdom began to resume normal services on Wednesday, although many flights continued to be delayed. Meanwhile, as the ash plume continued to drift over continental Europe, air safety officials closed several airports in Germany, with an estimated 700 flights expected to be cancelled, as airspace in northern European countries such as Sweden was affected. However, Eurocontrol announced that the volcanic activity had stopped as of Wednesday, with the European Commission saying no further airspace closures or flight cancellations were expected. Our appreciation, European officials, for your efforts to ensure the safety of the public. May such distressing events soon be a thing of the past, as humanity's kinder ways help restore planetary balance.
Earthquake rocks Japan as aftershocks continue to rattle Japan months after the quake and tsunami disaster. A tremor measuring 5.9 on the Richter scale struck off the east coast of Honshu on Tuesday, May 24, centered 169 kilometers southeast of Hachinohe in Aomori Prefecture. The tremor fortunately did not result in any casualties or significant damage.
We are relieved to hear of the safety of those in the quake-stricken area as we pray that such distressing events are soon curbed through our more considerate care of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
citizens speak out. As people in countries across the globe continue to demand freedom and basic human rights, their voices can be heard in countries including Bolivia, Egypt, Georgia, Kuwait, Libya, Palestine, Saudi Arabia, South Korea, Sudan, Syria, Tunisia, and Yemen.
Sudanese Minister of Cabinet Affairs, Luca Biong Ding, resigned in protest of the northern government's violent takeover earlier this week of the town of Abyei, whose residents had not yet voted on whether they wish to be considered a part of northern or southern Sudan.
In Georgia, several thousand activists continued a fifth day of protests on Wednesday, May 25th in the capital Tbilisi as they called for the ouster of President Mikhail Saakashvili.
Celebrated Tunisian blogger Slim Amamou has resigned from his January appointment as Secretary of State for Youth and Sports, saying that the interim government is engaging in internet censorship after the state regulatory agency recently closed down four websites.
Around 3,000 riot police were called in and reportedly ended without incident a week-long sit-in staged by 500 employees at the Yusung Enterprise factory in South Korea who were protesting wages and work schedules.
Hundreds of Egyptians protested via online blog and Twitter posts on Monday, critiquing the military caretaker government, who they claim is continuing the undesirable policies of the former regime. They called for the return to a focus on the main goals of the February Revolution, which are freedom and social justice for the nation.
On Wednesday, the nation's military rulers announced that starting Saturday, May 28, the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt and Palestinian Gaza will be open permanently from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, except on Fridays and holidays. This decision marks the end of the previous regime's restrictive policy and is intended to ease life for Gazans as well as support Palestinian reconciliation. In Saudi Arabia, activists posted to a Facebook page to call for the release of Miss Al-Sharif, who was arrested after posting a video online of her driving experience, which is still illegal in the country, as they also called for all women to be granted the right to drive. Meanwhile, another woman was arrested in the town of Al-Ras after she drove with two female relatives to the supermarket. Kuwaiti youth activists and at least three minority party members of parliament have stated that they are planning a Friday demonstration to protest Prime Minister Sheikh Nasir Mohammed Al-Hamad Al-Sabah's refusal to answer questions in parliament about squandering public money and engaging in financial and administrative irregularities, while also calling for his removal. Interior Minister Sheikh Ahmad Al-Humud Al-Sabah indicated that such protests are permitted as part of the Kuwaiti government's support of citizens' right to assembly as well as freedom of speech.
South African President Jacob Zuma announced that he would represent the African Union as he travelled for a second time to Tripoli, Libya, to meet with Colonel Muammar Gaddafi in an effort to assist in diplomatically resolving the nation's conflict.
On Tuesday, Canada joined the US and European Union in imposing sanctions on Syria, namely by banning leaders including President Bashar al-Assad from trade with or travel to Canada, in response to their part in the violent repression of peaceful protesters.
In Yemen, Al-Hashid tribal members demanding President Ali Abdullah Saleh's resignation entered a third day of violent clashes with government forces on Wednesday as they occupied and surrounded the government news agency compound and multiple national ministry buildings. A tribe member also reported that dozens were killed or wounded in an attack on the home of leader Sadiq al-Amar the previous day.
With sadness for the lives lost, we pray for all violent conflict to end and that people everywhere choose to lead secure, dignified lives in harmony and freedom.
Book premiere and live video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai to be held in Thailand. On Sunday, May 29, Celestial Art and the Love of Centuries, Glorify Earth with Heavenly Love and Beauty, is being held at Sukhothai Thammathebat Open University in Nontaburi, Thailand. Organised by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, the event is the book premiere of the All Axes or Vietnamese editions of Celestial Art, a compilation of the artwork created by Supreme Master Ching Hai, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry collection, The Love of Centuries.
There will be distinguished speakers from different fields joining the event. A vibrant musical program will also be presented, featuring song adaptations to Supreme Master Qinghai's intimate poetry by talented artists, including the Thai Orchestra, the Shenhua Dance Troupe, and many more. Accepting the invitation as guest of honor is Supreme Master Qinghai, who has graciously set aside time from her busy schedule to attend via video conference.
Our gratefulness to the speakers, artists, and all involved, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for agreeing to share her insights and elegant, heartfelt art with the public. May such artistic expressions inspire and uplift our hearts to beautify the planet with compassion. Supreme Master Television's live broadcast of Celestial Art and the Love of Centuries, Glorify Earth with Heavenly Love and Beauty, will begin at 2 p.m. local time in Bangkok, Thailand, or 9 a.m. Central European time on Sunday, May 29.
US presidential couple receives royal welcome in United Kingdom. As US President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama began a two-day state visit to the UK on Tuesday, May 24th, they were greeted by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and a sounding of the ceremonial cannons in the gardens of Buckingham Palace. The Queen then hosted a private luncheon in the Palace Gardens, with the President and First Lady also meeting with other members of the royal family, including the Queen's husband, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, and Prince Charles, and his wife Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall. President Obama also met with British Prime Minister David Cameron, as the Queen later feted the presidential couple with a regal state dinner attended by more than 170 guests, including royalty, celebrities, and dignitaries. Our sincere congratulations for your auspicious visit, Your Excellency and First Lady Michelle Obama, wishing the people of both your nations continued warm relations that bring peace and inspiration to the world.
Save our planet. Delegates from 8 countries with the highest number of elephants: Botswana, Congo, India, Indonesia, Kenya, Sri Lanka, Tanzania, and Thailand, meet for the first time in India to find ways to halt declining populations and to better protect these vital, gentle giants.
Save our planet. With an 8 mm sea level rise since the 1990s already being observed along Australia's west and far northern coasts, scientists state that further rises combined with erosion will cause coastlines to retreat 100 meters inland by the end of this century.
I'm Luti the Fruit Bat and I live naturally on a plant-based diet. Today I have a health tip. A study conducted by the University of California, Davis in the United States found that drinking 100% fruit juice may have protective benefits similar to that of eating whole fruits and vegetables. Dr. Diane Heisen, author of the review, stated that the juices retain important bioactive components that may assist with disease prevention. Many thanks for being Virgin Going Green to save the planet. Thank you for watching, and now the weather around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Malaysia, the country's first environmentally themed expo, the Eco Home Show 2011, was a three-day event offering talks on sustainable living, organic gardening, rainwater harvesting, and green energy, with demonstrations on recycling. In addition, earth-friendly home products, furnishings, and appliances were featured.
The reason why we come here is because we can reach out to the public personally on why living eco-friendly, live sustainably is so important, not only for us, and also for the planet Earth. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Our association members from Kuala Lumpur Centre offered complimentary vegan samples. SOS flyers and DVDs to raise awareness about the plant-based solution to climate change were also distributed.
Well, I believe vegan food is very good for human beings. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Tadi saya telah cuba makanan-makanan vegetable yang diberikan and saya amat tertarik dengan makanan-makanan tersebut. Jadi veg, pelihara alam untuk selamatkan planet kita.
Pada pendapat saya, makanan yang berasaskan tumbuh-tumbuhan ataupun vegan adalah makanan yang seharusnya diberi pendedahan yang meluas kepada semua rakyat Malaysia kerana ia bukan sahaja sihat dan ia juga dapat menyelamatkan sumber-sumber yang ada di Malaysia. Jadi veg, perihala alam untuk selamatkan planet kita.
Our many thanks, Eco Home Show 2011 organisers and participants, for sharing earth-caring practices. May the vegan way be adopted by all for a peaceful world.
In education news, Azerbaijani university students can purchase 1,000 books on one CD. The 1,000 Books for a Student project was presented by the Union of Student Organization of Azerbaijan. It allows students to buy the disc for approximately $2.50, U.S. dollars. Texts included are on topics such as Azerbaijani and world history, culture, as well as psychology and economy in Azerbaijani, Russian, English, French, and German languages. Kudos, Union of Student Organization of Azerbaijan, for this thoughtful idea. May the vistas of many youth be broadened through the wonderful world of interesting and uplifting books. Coming up, hundreds of eco-conscious individuals in Olac or Vietnam take part in a cleanup of a lake area. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. More blessing news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conducive news for a favorable world. In environmental news, residents joined to take part in cleaning up a lake area in Ao Lac or Vietnam. Approximately 400 members of the Ha Noi Environmental Group picked up refuse from land surrounding West Lake. The group also produced eco-friendly grocery bags and organized a film week to screen climate change movies. A big green salute, Ha Noi Environmental Group and all volunteers, for your nature-protecting efforts. May the pure-minded Ao Lac citizens enjoy pristine surroundings on a balanced and gentle earth.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day, told by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled The Pie.
The mother said firmly, "If you two boys can't agree and be quiet, I shall take your pie away." So the younger one replied, "But mother, we do agree. Bill wants the biggest piece and so do I."
And now for a heartline from Heather Brooke and best canine friend Jessie, who were featured on Jessie the Incredible Jack Russell Terrier and Family, on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. This show can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thank you so much for everything. I was able to watch the show in the archives and loved how it turned out. Thank you for allowing us to be part of the show. Sincerely, Heather and Jessie from Arizona, the United States.
Fantastic, Heather and Jessie. It's wonderful to hear from you. It was such a delight to show our viewers charming and talented Jessie and your loving relationship. Wishing you many more amazing years together with hugs and all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with an elevating spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
China Central Television reports that Turkey and China celebrate the 40th anniversary of their establishment of diplomatic relations with a concert in Turkey's capital, Ankara, featuring ethnic and classical pieces performed by artists from each country.
President of Mexico's Senate, Manlio Fabio Beltrones, meets with his French counterpart, Gerard Larcher, at the Luxembourg Palace in France to discuss ways to expand bilateral relations for a furthering of parliamentary diplomacy.
To enhance partnership between Africa and India, the government of India signs an accord with the African Union to donate $700 million in vocational training centers and other academies of learning to be constructed throughout the continent.
English musician Yusuf Islam performs at the 10th edition of Mawazine Festival in Rabat, Morocco, sharing through his music a message of peace and universal love.
Scientists at Cornell University in New York, USA, design tissue grafts that promote healthy growth over wounded or burned areas of skin, reducing the need for surgery and speeding the healing process.
The practice of slicing fins off sharks and leaving their injured bodies to die is being recognized as cruel around the world, as the US state of Washington, the Canadian city of Brantford, and hotels in Sabah, Malaysia, are stepping forward to ban shark finning.
China's top legislator, Wu Banguo, addresses the China-African Young Leaders Forum, where he encourages further development of ties through friendly exchanges and cultural understanding.
The Houston Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in Texas, USA, rescues from a puppy mill over 200 neglected small dogs, some needing medical attention, and is now caring for them with the help of volunteers as they await adoption into forever caring homes. With gratitude and all her love, Supreme Master Ching Hai is pledging $10,000 to support the Houston Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Noble Rescue.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.